Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Funny, but if you go back over the week that was for all the things that were new in your favorite baseball team's environment, all of the dialogues were old and justifiably so. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins where you found this. And yeah, they went out and they got a first baseman, maybe, in G-Man Choi. He was certainly Tampa Bay's first baseman for a while. We'll see what happens to him in Pittsburgh. They also reset their roster for the Rule 5 draft, leaving Malcolm Nunez off the list for some reason. And they had their little secret meeting with people who had recently canceled their season tickets, and that ended up making some waves among those who are really, really, really invested in this sort of thing, meaning basically people like you who would have pressed play on this particular podcast today. Not pointing the finger or anything, but you know who you are. And all of the reactions from everybody, and I'm certainly not an exception, worked on the same subject. This is what this team, what this franchise has become. Because no matter what you bring up, it all comes down to this. Do they care? Do they care? It's a crazy concept to have at any phase of fandom about any franchise. But it's crazier still when it comes to the Pirates because it's front and freaking center. It's right there. It's staring you in the face with every single thing they do. How you do it, I have no idea. How these fans who were invited for this seminar or session or whatever it is, I don't know. It was never announced. It doesn't really have a name. How these fans not only said no to renewing their season tickets, but then accepted an invitation from the people at the very top of the Pirates corporate structure and sat there and made the trip to go to PNC Park. I don't care where you live. If it's across the street, that you made a decision that you're going to go there and hear what these gentlemen have to say, and you're still wondering the entire time, do they care? It's the only question anyone wants answered when they're following this team. Have you noticed that? No matter how you break down this or that, or who are they going to get to play first base, or that, it still comes down to do they care? Are they just trying to fill the hole? Are they just trying to get my money back? Are they just trying to find a way to, who knows? Even cynically, ask yourself if they're looking to get better just so that they can make more money, because we know that that's something that they care about. What a place, man. What a place. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. So what do they do about this? Put yourself, just for a moment, if you can, in the shoes of the people that are running the franchise. Whether it's on the field, like Derek Shelton, Ben Cherington, or off the field like Travis Williams, Bob Nutting. Put yourself in their shoes. Actually, not Nutting's, because that ship has sailed. The idea of somehow having reparations regarding Nutting, there's nothing he could do. But the rest of them, put yourself in their position and ask yourself what you could do without coming across as like a circus clown or something to convince people that you care. How do you address the biggest / only question in the room without looking silly for even acknowledging it? Think about that. I've done this, okay? Because I will hear occasionally / frequently from the team. And it'll be like, really? You don't think we care? Do you not see that we're doing this, this, and this in this situation, or that, that, and that in that situation? And I'm going, okay, great. So Roberto Perez went down within the first 2 months of a major league season, and you didn't bother to replace him. Like, at all. Is there anywhere we can go further with this discussion? You didn't just punt on a season. You buried it 6 feet deep. Not that another catcher would have made a difference. I'm just saying, these are things that you don't see normal teams do. You just don't. So the discussion keeps coming back to, do you care? Do you care? I can ask that. I can attempt even occasionally to address it by telling you of the things that I hear behind the scenes. And sometimes in their favor, in an attempt to be fair with you. But they can't. They can't have I've actually brought this up with people at 115 Federal on occasion, where I'll just say, why don't you just have like a great big press conference where you just totally level with everybody? Just say, listen, this is who we are. This is what we are. This is where we are in this phase or stage of our development as an organization. This is how much money we make here. You want to audit it for us? Come and audit it for us. We are going to do whatever it is that's necessary to eliminate this as a subject matter from all of our lives, because it's killing us. It's killing our business. It's hurting us personally. Our families have to read and hear this stuff about us. We're done with it. You tell us right now, what do you want to know? What do you want to know? And I don't care, we don't care that there's no other team doing this anywhere. We feel it's important. They could try something like that, right? Yeah, you can't picture it either, can you? When we come back, J1Q. J1Q comes from Randy, who asks, does Travis Williams in fact have any power or influence as part of the management team? Coming from a highly successful business model in the Penguins, why can't he see the difference in constructing a solid franchise? And please don't use Sid as the obvious response. Randy, of course, referring to Sidney Crosby. I wouldn't do that. Travis Williams wouldn't have been the guy who came over to the Pirates and said, here's how we did things with the Penguins. Here's how we did things because of Sid or Evgeny Malkin or Chris Letang or the multiple cups or whatever. He would be looking at it from a much more systematic standpoint. That's who he is. He's got the legal background. He's got the business background. That said, to answer your question, and there's often been some misconceptions about this, it's Travis's team. Ben Cherington answers to Travis. They are not equals. They're separate, but not equal, to borrow the historical phrase. Meaning, Travis isn't going to be the guy who walks across the hallway and says, really? That's it? That's what you got me for a first baseman? Yeah, that's it? He's not going to do that. He's not going to be second-guessing internally or externally what happens in baseball ops. However, he does preside over the company, and that includes baseball ops. I kind of like that system. There always has to be a check and a balance. I believe that firmly on a GM. It's now become a thing throughout professional sports, not just baseball, where there's a president of so-and-so ops. There's someone who can fire the GM or fire the coach or whatever it is without it having to go next all the way to the owner. If you'll recall, when Bob Nutting was the one who fired, and I mean to his face, Clint Hurdle the day before the last game of a regular season, that probably should have been a red flag to everyone who was left in that front office, because it wasn't Frank Coonley doing it and it wasn't Neil Huntington doing it. Bob Nutting did it. And I'm not, even if it was the right move, and I've never really totally wrapped my head around whether it was or wasn't regarding Clint, I don't want the owner making it. I certainly don't want Nutting making it, because he doesn't have the baseball background slash acumen to be doing it. In this case, no, Travis doesn't either, but Travis is, he's another person in the way, so to speak. He's a buffer in the way to make sure that it gets done with at least one other individual involved. But that to me is going to be the extent of Travis's involvement in baseball ops. I really believe that. I think you're going to see him be someone who focuses, again, inwardly, unfortunately, on the health of the company. But what I feel like this team needs, and I'm not sharing anything with you that I haven't shared with them, is someone who just stands up and says, listen, we care. We're here. We care. The reason that we got into this was to win a sixth World Series. You know, the reason we got into this is because sports are fun and they're competitive and winning is great. And I get a big rush of boost of adrenaline whenever the Pirates beat somebody, as opposed to just seeing it as a natural occurrence that was either mathematically anticipated or not. You know, you'd need someone, you'd want someone in that position who can do that, I think, right now. But, you know, that's Travis's call. That's not mine. You asked about what he does. That's it. He presides over the business, but he does have last call on baseball ops. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone who somehow, some way listens to this program, even all through this off season. Let's do it again Monday.